What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Taking it up to 10 o'clock right here on The Fan. And look who's announced. Look at him. I got James Wood with his awkward-ass smile getting show right now on the ESPN broadcast. Pat McAfee's a part of this? Why? Hold the hell up. Because, see, I don't even like to be that guy. We have had a Pat McAfee overload. Is he the only guy that can cut a promo at ESPN? Do you have to use Pat McAfee for everything? Have him host the ESPYs. That's what I really want to see. When I was younger, I was a huge fan of the ESPYs. It feels like it's lost its mystique over the years, but your boy still loves it. Home Run Derby getting ready to get underway, though. They're announcing the batters right now. Brent Rooker, being pictured from Oakland. I think it's either going to be James Wood or Cal Raleigh here. I think Cal Raleigh has just raked the baseball throughout the year and has been the clear-cut best hitter in all the Major League Baseball. But James Wood at 22 years old, with the stamina and the oppo-boppo power that he's got, I think he's got a real legitimate shot to come away winning this thing. But as we told you beforehand, Wood with the third best odds to win the entire Derby. We'll give you wall-to-wall coverage of this thing as we roll throughout the show. If the Derby is still going on and James Wood is still alive after this show goes off the air, I will continue our coverage on YouTube, streaming live, and streaming live on the X app as well. So make sure you keep it locked. I want to read a couple of tweets here. I commanded Jigga tweets back and says, of course, I'm a fan of the show. You need your own damn show. As far as AJ, he's out of control and pounds the rock too much. His handles are suspect, but damn, his physical skills are off the chart. I think AJ will get there, though. Yeah, I agree with that assessment of AJ Johnson. Like, the physical tools are there. He's a blur. He's fast. He can jump out of the gym. Just need the handle to get a little bit tighter. Our guy, JD NFL Takeover, says, agree with this take. The plays our offense run are very limited when he's the point, not to mention other players have to get their own since he doesn't play great much for others other than pick and roll with Sar. The Bub thing to me is interesting because I love Bub Carrington as much as the next guy. Like, he's going to be a part of a championship team regardless. And whether he's like the sixth man here, the ideal role that I think he best serves on a competitive team is being like your spark plug six man, can get you 20 off the bench at any time. He is a microwave offensively. I mentioned I wanted to rank the young Wizards here in terms of their young core. So I got 8 guys listed in this thing. And we'll see what you got, what we think here. At number 8, I have A.J. Johnson. I think A.J. Johnson, of the young Wizards that are featured here, is the worst. Not a bad thing, though, because I think it's a good young crop of guys that they ultimately have. But as far as A.J. Johnson goes, I just think he's the most raw kid out of this crop. Love the physical tools, though, as I mentioned. Can jump out of the gym, plays above the rim. I love the way you put it earlier, Ben. It's like there's a fearlessness that he has attacking the basket, and it's very evident. He didn't care about the outcome. He's just going balls to the wall and is going to deal with whether he gets fouled or whether he has to kiss it off the glass and lay it up. Where I think he struggles, the outside shot is inconsistent, turns the ball over a little too much, and I want the handle to get better. And he just needs to get stronger, period. Number seven, I'm going to go with Will Riley. And honestly, by season's end, I think Will Riley will be slotted higher than this. Yesterday, 16 points in 23 minutes, y'all. 3 of 4 from three, got to the Baja, couple of assists, plus 7 yesterday was Will Riley. What's the coach from Illinois? Coach Underwood. What's his first name? Brad Underwood. Joined G&D right after the draft. And he called Will Riley the second best scorer he has ever coached. And for me, that type of praise obviously is just elite, out of this world, super compliment. But you saw it on display in the first two games of Summer League, especially last night. His scoring instincts are off the charts. Like, he's got an innate feel for putting the ball in the basket, understanding angles, understanding when he's got a guy beat, all of that. I love everything about Will Riley. I think, like I said on draft night, all the weaknesses that Will Riley has in his game, I think get better as the play strength improves, point blank. But, man, I think he's a dude, man. I really do. I think he's a dude. I love what this young man has the ability to do. And I think moving forward, man, oof, I'm rocking with him. I honestly am, man. I think he's got a chance to end up being a bona fide scorer in this league that can play for 15, 20 years. Like, he's that talented. And I think at 6'8", when you consider the positional size, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong here, Will Riley's really like a shooting guard. He's like a 6'8", 2 guard.
Because of his frame, I'd say yeah.
Yeah.
And also his offensive skill, the way he kind of just effortlessly scores the basketball, it definitely gives off the vibe that he plays the 2. It's just with his height. I mean, everybody can play basically almost 2 for 4.
Right.
It seems like on this Wizards roster. And they're going to be playing small most of the time. You know, evident especially today with waving Rashawn Holmes. They're going to be a very small team. They're going to struggle rebounding the basketball, but they're going to be pretty skilled off the wing.
They are.
They're going to score a lot of buckets from players just getting the basketball on the wing and going to work.
And I think that'll make them more fun to watch. The rebounding thing is going to drive me insane. There's nothing more frustrating than watching the Wizards play good defense and then not be able to grab the defensive rebound. That's more of where I worry about. Offensive rebounds, like, it is what it is. They're not overly physically imposing. They don't have too much size to where that's going to be a thing consistently. But, dog, the defensive glass, it's frustrating. It makes me want to bang the table at times, man, when I watch their inability to corral the defensive rebound. And guys are – the most frustrating part is when guys are standing and watching. That I can't get with. But continuing to rank the Wizards' young core, A.J. Johnson comes in at number 8. Will Riley comes in at number 7. Number 6, we go with Cam Whitmore. And Cam Whitmore is a guy that I also think has the ability to be way higher on this list by the time the season ends. I think of the 8 guys that I have listed here, Cam Whitmore is probably the 3rd most gifted guy offensively. I think he can flat out fill it up. He's a microwave, can score from all 3 levels, can put it on the deck, can get to the cup. He just is not interested in playing defense, it seems like. And I don't even want to say that. It may be too far or too premature, rather, to say that about him. But Emi Udoka straight up told us why he ain't play last year. He can't defend, and I ain't playing nobody on a playoff contending team that can't defend. Here in D.C., I think he's got more of a runway, and I think he'll get more opportunity. But if they can get him to buy into that end of the floor and get somebody to put their foot up his ass and get him to defend, I think Cam Whitmore can flat out boogie, man. He makes it look easy on offense. It's the defense that I worry about with him, because when you're trying to create and forge an identity, everybody's got to be on board, not just some people. So number six is Cam Whitmore. Number five is Bub Carrington. I think Bub makes back for him through the first two games of the summer league. I like what he brings to the table. I think his role on a contending team when this team is ready to go may be your sixth man that provides that spark off the bench. I think he's more of a scoring two guard than a natural point. And as we move into the season, I want to see how long of a runway they give him to be a point guard. Well, is he going to be the starting point guard on night one for this team? I'm honestly just not sure to this point. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing plays out. And our producer here tonight, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067, a little top, Ben Strober just got my ear and said, James Wood going to lead off the home run derby. So that's good for us, Ben. We'll find out right away whether or not there's going to be a long night or a regular night. James Wood leading off the home run derby. They just took their first time out. When they come back, old Woody going to be on deck. 22-year-old all-star, tied for eighth at all in Major League Baseball in homers. Can he bring the hardware back to the nation's capital? Last two guys that have participated from the nation's capital, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, they ended up being successful. We'll see if James Wood can have similar success. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we'll continue ranking the Washington Wizards young core. 5-1 comes at you next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It is a Monday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lynell Willingham. I am honestly super excited, man. James Wood getting ready to lead off here in the home run derby. I'm super intrigued by what we're going to see from this young man tonight. I think he's got all the effort in the world. I'm excited for this young man, though. Think about what it could do. First of all, he's already got a pretty large national profile, talking about James Wood. But think about what this does to your national profile if you win. Because I think Vegas knows what they're talking about. He ain't got the third best odds to win this thing for no reason, right? Power hitter, effortless swing, a guy that can go opposite field effortlessly. It doesn't matter where the ball is going to end up going. James Wood is going to make solid contact pretty much every single time. So he's leading off here in the first round. And what is the number that's – oh, that's the regular season home run total. Duh, you idiot. So James Wood, like I mentioned, tied for eighth in all of Major League Baseball with 24 homers. He's up to bat right now, and just look at him. Like, he's got that smug look on his face that he always has. Too cool for school, and I'm not getting on James Wood when I say this. He's just, when you're as big of a badass as James Wood is, I expect you to have the mentality that he has, man. I would love to know, well, I guess, Ben, do you mind me sharing the insight that you got earlier? So it was James Wood went to IMG Academy. And our producer tonight, Ben, has a friend that also went to IMG Academy. And James texted his teammates at IMG and said, I'm going into this thing to win it tonight. So expect him to give his damned best effort here to try to win it. For a young guy in the Derby, I expect him to give his best effort anyway. He ain't out there trying to look cool. He's out there because he's trying to bring the thing home, man. Look, they're showing pictures of him with the All-New Pirates. Isn't that something? Shout out to the All-New Pirates. Here we go, though. What do we got? 3 minutes for round number one here for James Wood. They got a nugget. He has 10 home runs of 425 feet or further. That is tied for sixth in all of Major League Baseball. Uh-oh, he didn't get good contact on the first one. Not great contact on the second one either. Not great contact on the third one. Oh, still hasn't gone yard yet. That one just left the house, didn't it? There we go. That one was a moonshot he just hit. Holy cow. Here we go. James Wood is up at the plate for round one here of the home run derby. We'll keep you up to speed. Good God almighty, Ben. Did you see the last one that he just jacked? And the thing that's crazy about watching this, dog, he ain't really moving. It ain't like he's like putting a bunch of torque in his swing. Think about his swing compared to Bryce Harper's swing. And I think Bryce Harper, correct me if I'm wrong here, a guy that got a lot more torque on his swing and looked a lot more powerful than he actually was. Wood's only got two homers? There's no way the counter's right. So he's not getting inside of the foul pole. He's had a couple go outside of the foul pole here. He's got a minute 55 and counting left, and he's only left the ballpark four times to this point. He's actually kind of struggling right now here to start.
The camera angle is really deceiving.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
They zoom way in on it, make it look like it's going to leave the yard by like hundreds of feet.
So he just hit number four. He's got about a buck 30 left. What are you seeing here, though, Ben? I feel like he's not making great contact here.
He's hit a couple off the end of the bat for sure, and a couple that he's pulled too far foul. And, you know, he doesn't pull the ball too often. He just took his time out there. He's got five homers with 19 pitches left or a minute 27 for timing-wise.
Yes.
So that's new this year.
Okay.
Where you get a pitch limit and also the timer.
So I'm trying to read his lips here as he's taking a sip of some Gatorade there on the sideline. This ain't a good start, is it, Ben? He's kind of struggling to start here, isn't he?
I don't really know how to like
how to gauge it.
It's tough. I can't really remember because I don't really watch the Derby like that.
Yeah.
Unless a Nat's in it.
For sure.
I just like I take the time and the way Nat's baseball has been over the past couple of years. When the All-Star break rolls around, I'm like, I need a break from baseball.
Check out for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a good rule of thumb. So James Wood with six homers. He's got 19 pitches left, a buck 27 left on the clock. I will say this. whoever's doing them braids, he got them straight backs, you're doing a damn good job. You're doing a damn good job. So he's back up to bat. He's got 6 home runs here in round number 1. The camera angle is super deceiving. He just popped his first pitch up foul. And, man, he just missed. Just barely almost got over the wall on this last one. This one popped out to right field. He's just not making great contact. That's the best way that I'm going to put it. So it's going to be interesting to see how he finishes here. I want to continue to rank the Wizards young core while we got some time here. Wood just hit home run number 7. He's got 11 pitches left in 50 seconds and counting. He's hit 7 home runs here in round 1. That one was 441 feet with an exit velo of 108. So he's starting to make a little bit of contact here and get some power underneath some of these things. Just hit his 8th home run. That one went 453. Looks like he's about to have number 9 here. Just going to hit it short. That was number 9. The camera angle is kind of deceiving here, so it's kind of hard to watch. But he looked like he's getting a little tired. There's a difference in the swing. I'm noticing it from when he started to now. And he's on a roll here. He just jacked off 3. 3 out of the last, 4 out of the last 5 have left the park here. So he's starting to pick it up here a little bit. He's going to finish with 14 homers, it looks like, unless this last one can leave the park as well. So a round 1 score of 14 for our guy James Wood here in the home run derby as he led this thing off. So he's got a bonus round. And the bonus round, each swing is either a home run or out. You get 3 outs guaranteed. I'm trying to read the rules here in real time and get you all up to speed. But, Ben, are you listening to the broadcast in there? Do you have it potted up?
No, I didn't even put it in queue. I should have, honestly.
Yeah, I love to hear what they're saying about him here. Maybe we can record some of this and get some audio to play back. But looking at the reaction to some of these dudes. Look at the reaction to some of the guys on the side watching this thing, man. Saying, holy hell, this kid's got a lot of power. So, 14 home runs to start here for James Wood. Started off a little slow, but then was able to pick it up. Somebody just tweeted at me saying James Wood in the home run derby was premature. I don't know about that. I mean, he's one of the best damn hitters in baseball. He's tied for 8th in homers, and it's effortless talking about the swing. Dude, he had homers. Get out of here, dude. He had homers of 490 and 486 feet. Holy cow. Woof. It's been fun to watch the bonus round coming up here for James Wood. And he just looked at a swing. I'll take ESPN's word for it that James Wood just hit 14 homers because you sure couldn't tell by the way that they broadcasted it. That comes from our guy, Mark Zuckerman. That is it's very interesting, man. Very interesting to see how this thing. ESPN's got to do better with this. This angle sucks. This angle absolutely sucked. I got Jay tweeting at us in the YouTube chat, says he crushed some balls, and I forgot about the bonus round. Me too, but he has knocked some of these joints out the wazoo. So he's still at 15 homers. The bonus round is going to be interesting. I got to look during the next time out that we have to see the exact rules of the bonus round, but
he's got 1 out left right now, and you get an additional out for a 425 foot or more homer.
Okay, and knowing the type of power that he just
finished up.
So there we go, 16 homers officially the count for James Wood in round number 1. 6'7" kid out of Olney, Maryland, representing for the Curly W's here in the home run derby. His longest home run was 486 feet is what it officially clocked in at. Good God almighty. Looked effortless. He's now dapping everybody up on the sideline. I think he's about to get interviewed here. If you want to pop that up, Ben, and take a listen to that and see what our guy James Wood has to say. But I want to continue ranking the Washington Wizards young core here. We got sidetracked as we're trying to keep up with James Wood here in the home run derby. To start it, it is A.J. Johnson, 8th, Will Riley, 7th, Cam Whitmore, 6th, Bub Carrington, 5th, and then 4 through 1 is as follows. I'm going to put Alex Saar as the 4th best young wizard. Then I think for Alex Saar, it is a scenario where he can get better and be higher up on this list by the time the season ends. But here's the thing with me about Saar. I kind of talked about it in the last segment. I'm done looking at Alex Saar's offense, man. Like, that's not what he's here for. I think defensively is where I want to see him really take a step. And when it comes to, like, taking a step, to me it's about the effort. It's about the motor running hot. It's about him playing with his hair on fire more times than not. Like, that to me is the issue with Alex Saar. He's decent, yes. The stat line yesterday was great. The effort just fluctuates too much for me. I could care less if he ever scores. He was drafted to protect the rim and rebound. He needs to be more assertive in doing that. Point blank, period. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Brent Rooker up now for the Oakland Athletics there in the Home Run Derby. Can he pass James Wood in his opening round score of 16 homers? We'll let you know next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keeping you up to speed with the Home Run Derby here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. You're tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock here. First, top four advance is what we just found out. Top four advance, James Wood with 16 in round one. Brent Rooker of the Oakland Athletics just hit 14, and he's now got the bonus round at his disposal as well. So early signs looking pretty good, man. Looking pretty darn good for our guy James Wood. He's off to a pretty decent start here as the Home Run Derby is underway. He came into tonight with the third best odds to win the whole thing. But I'll be honest, and Ben, I saw you just tweeted out. You can give him a follow at Ben Strober Media. I mean, this broadcast sucks. The camera angles stink. They're going to commercial during interviews. What are we doing here? They're giving me like nausea with like the constant whiplash, man. Like, how does anybody think this is a good idea?
One of the replies I just got was, so does Ricky Gutierrez pitching. There's been a whole group of Nats fans on Twitter today that said, no matter what, we will blame Ricky Gutierrez if James Wood does not win the Home Run Derby.
I think it's a fair thing.
Which is hilarious, because you can blame him for a lot of things that have happened on the field this year.
Someone tweeted ESPN2 feed has is a lot easier to follow. The bonus round getting ready to start for Rooker. He just took his first swing, and James Wood at least watched the first swing. He's got two more. He's got to homer these next two to tie Woody. Didn't homer that one. Oh, yes, he did. He crushed that. Holy hell. And so he's now can tie James Wood here with this next one. Brent Rooker of the Oakland A's. Last second addition to this thing. He's got, so now, because that was over 425 feet, he's got two more cracks at it. Oh, man. This is nerve-wracking, honestly. Now that I'm, like, thinking about this and watching it with interest, I'm nervous about this. I want James Wood to do well. I do. I want him to win. My pick was either him or Cal Raleigh, but we'll see. I want to continue to rank the young Washington Wizards here. We got up to where we stopped. Number four with Alex Saar. Number three to me is Trey Johnson, and for him to debut on this list, that high on the list, I think it's super-duper impressive. You saw it over the first two games this summer for this young man. Just an effortless scorer. Yesterday, it was 7 of 11. Got to the free throw line four different times, scoring 21 points. His defensive effort to me, though, is, oh, and James Wood has just officially been surpassed as Brent Rooker has now hit 17, and now he just hit another one that looks like it's going to pop out. So that didn't go home. It just was super high up in the air. The camera angle for ESPN sucks. But James Wood in round one, now second. We'll see what happens with the rest of the participants, as we've still got Cal Raleigh, still got Jazz Chisholm, we still got Byron Buxton, still got O'Neal Cruz. So some stiff competition here for our guy Woody. So wish him the best of luck. We'll keep you up to speed on the Home Run Derby as we roll throughout the program. But number three for me is Trey Johnson because of what I just mentioned, the effortless scoring, and then his effort on the defensive end I thought was really impressive. That was the number one issue that folks had with him, the number one concern the folks had with him is how good of a defender would he be? Would he be able to be dialed in on that end of the floor? Like I said, if Marcus Smart is on this team, which I don't think he will be, by the time the season starts, I'm putting Trey Johnson's locker right next to his. I'm putting it right next to his. And the work ethic that this young man has, I think, will allow him to be better on defense. I think he's just a pure hooper, and he takes pride on that end of the floor. It's just different when you're the leading scorer on a Texas team that wasn't well coached. You had to do everything offensively. Nothing was created easy for you. So I get why he struggled a little bit last year defensively. But in the NBA, at 6'5", 6'6", with good measurables and the effort on that end of the floor, I think we'll see him have a big-time year on that end of the floor. I really do. Trey Johnson, to me, the third-best young Wizard right now in their program. Number two, the Wizards' first-round pick of this rebuild, Bilal Coulibaly. Really took some strides last year defensively. Offensively, I just want to see him become more assertive. So J.P. Finley also just tweeted out, Ben, that ESPN2's coverage is just better of this derby. But for Bilal, for him next year, it's a big year because they got to determine whether or not he's going to get an extension at season's end. I really just want to see Bilal take another step offensively, be more aggressive, be more assertive. And that's really the thing for me is just the aggressiveness on defense, like get more shot attempts. And then the other thing, too, is health. Health, man. Like, that is what matters. Like, that's what matters. Like, to me, I look at this and go, you know what, man? Like, if he can get the mentality that he's going to be better offensively and take the shots, I'll live with the result. But I think last year the attempts just weren't there for me when it comes to him. But the health is the most important thing. Can he finish the season? Can he not have to worry about rehab and going into the offseason? That's what I worry about with Bilal, is can he stay healthy? And number one, Keyshawn George. To me, Keyshawn George right now is the clear-cut best young member of the Washington Wizards. Will he have that title by season's end? I don't know, but I do know this. The handle's gotten better. He's gotten stronger. I think he's got the highest IQ of all the young Wizards. I think he may be behind Bilal, the second best on-ball defender of the young Wizards. And I think he can put the ball on the floor and score from all three levels. Scoring off the bounce. He's scoring in transition. He rebounds. He just gives maximum effort, man. That's what I love about Keyshawn George. What did they say, Ben? They want Keyshawn George to do a better job defending without fouling. At least he's defending. Can't say that about everybody else on the group.
I was happy to see them actually foul pretty often yesterday because that tells me they're putting in the effort defensively to guard the ball. I mean, this is obviously more personal for me, and it has no impact whatsoever on what we're talking about with the Wizards. But when I played youth basketball growing up, my dad always encouraged me to foul more.
He said, don't go home with any of them.
He said, you have five of them. Use them.
Yeah.
Use them to your advantage. You got to be a pest on defense when you're guarding the ball, and that's what we've seen out of Bub, Trey, and especially Keyshawn.
Yeah, what are those fouls going to do for you when you're on the ride back home, man? Nothing. So I get it. I get it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll keep you up to speed on the Home Run Derby, but when we come back, we will switch gears and begin to get into the National Football League, part two of our position preview series. We're looking at the running back position for the Washington Commanders. How confident are you in this Commanders running back room? And who's going to lead the team in touchdowns and rushing yards? It's next on The Fan. One 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Coming up in about 15 minutes, about Sam Bruckhouse, SoomerSports.com. Going to join the program as we take a spin around the National Football League. We'll also keep you up to speed on James Wood and his progress throughout the Home Run Derby. Currently in third place with Junior Caminero at the plate right now in the bonus round. Caminero has already passed Rooker and James Wood, so he's in first place right now. O'Neal Cruz on deck coming up after our Caminero. Want to get into the NFL right now, though. Continuing our position preview series here on 106.7 The Fan. We started this off yesterday previewing the quarterback position, rather, for the Washington Commanders, and made some predictions for Jaden Daniels and what we can expect to see from him this year. I now want to move to the running back spot because it's going to be a position group that I think has been heavily scrutinized throughout the year. And I just feel like at some point, you got to just show me. And for the running back position in particular, it's hard to evaluate that group without pads on. So everything you've heard up to this point about the new member of the room, talking about Jacory Kroski-Merritt, the rookie, it was mandatory OTAs and mandatory minicamp and voluntary OTAs. Like, you're not seeing too much from these guys. You won't see too much from them, to me, until really you put the pads on in camp. Running back is a very difficult position to evaluate without pads. I feel like all offseason long, I've been like the I've been like the Brian Robinson Jr. truther here at 106.7 The Fan, in terms of being the guy that believes in him the most moving forward. I don't mean Danny Ruye. Always love working with Dan Dan, by the way. Had some good conversation about B-Rob last week, and Warren Sharp Football always does a tremendous season preview series, dives deep into the numbers and gives you the best analytics and things of that nature. He ranked the Commanders running back room 29th in all of the NFL. Do I think it's that low? Probably not. But do I understand the overall premise? Yes. I think what we're looking for out of the Commanders running back position is more explosive runs, right? I think as a team, they were pretty decent running the ball. Down the stretch, though, you clearly saw things change for this group. And I said it last night or yesterday afternoon about Jayden Daniels. If he has to lead this team in rushing this year, then they're not making the playoffs. I'll reiterate it here again. If Jayden Daniels leads the Commanders next year in rushing yards, they won't make the postseason. You could take that to the bank. But as far as who will lead this team in rushing, I think it's going to be Brian Robinson Jr. I think Brian Robinson Jr. will be a beneficiary of this improved Commanders offensive line. Now, the one other area that I think is going to be critical for this Commanders running back room is how they protect in pass pro. Austin Eckler's good in pass pro. Brian Robinson, not so good in pass pro. And then Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, that's the other thing. Like, if he can be good in pass pro, I think it helps out his chances. If he can't, then I think it's going to be more of the same, and maybe he struggles to get consistent snaps. That's going to be, like, Anthony Lynn is an old-school running backs coach. He's been around the league for a long, 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 long time. And for that reason, pass pro is going to be huge, and it's going to be something that's going to be like a non-negotiable when it comes to this group. You got to be able to pass block if you're going to get on the field here consistently. Now, as far as B-Rob goes, I do want to get into some of the numbers from Brian Robinson Jr. from a year ago, because I think we act as if he was just a complete nothing burger for this team last year. He averaged 4.3 yards a pop. Like, it wasn't all bad for Brian Robinson Jr. last year. He was a former third-round pick. He scored 8 touchdowns last year. That was tied for 15th in all of the National Football League. And then I look at the way he played in the playoff game against the Detroit Lions, scoring 2 touchdowns, averaging 5 yards a pop. Like, that's what I'm accustomed to seeing from B-Rob. But he ran well against Atlanta down the stretch. I thought he ran well against New Orleans down the stretch. I thought the offensive line just got their ass kicked against New Orleans. The game in which we all look at and go, B-Rob, it was the 2 fumble performance in that second meeting against Philadelphia. That, I think, completely changed the narrative about how folks were talking about him. Because in the first meeting against Philadelphia, I thought he was okay. It was only 4 yards a pop, but on 16 carries, like, the holes just weren't there for him. Thought against Arizona, he ran it well. Against the Giants, he ran it well. Obviously, against Tennessee, he ran it well. Everybody ran it well against the Titans. But you pick up what I'm putting down here. I want to ask you this at 1-800-636-1067. Your confidence level in the Commanders running back room, and then who do you think leads this team in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Austin is in Fairfax wanting to chime in. What's going on, Austin?
Hey, what's up, Lonel? Love the show.
Appreciate you, man.
I think in my opinion, I honestly think Jaden's going to lead the league again. But our team in rushing yards. I don't think that they're gonna have a star running back that's gonna come out and run for, you know, 1,000 yards or anything like that. I think B-Rob's got a chip on his shoulder. I think he's gonna lower his head and get downfield. But I mean, we got a running back by committee over here, and I think they're gonna use the play action a lot. to get down the field and then play off that to do the play action. So I don't think that they're going to be a big team when it comes to rushing.
So last year, Austin, they were fifth in the NFL in rushing. And I got to actually look it up here because I may be slighting them in terms of where they ranked in the NFL running the ball last year. I disagree with you a little bit. I think they're going to, like, it's a part of the fabric of who they are, talking about their rushing attack. If you go back to what Cliff Kingsbury has been throughout the entirety of his career, his team's always run the ball. But I want to go back to something that you said. The idea of the idea of Jayden Daniels leading the team in rushing yards, if that happens, I don't think this is a playoff team, Austin. If Jayden Daniels leads the Commanders in rushing next year, I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't.
I mean, I almost agree with you there, but at the same time, what I think is going to happen is we're going to do a lot of play action type misread, stuff like that, and then we're going to try to get Debo out in the slot, and we're going to try to do the screens and the stuff that we did last year with Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
And I think that we got a bigger explosive playmaker in that position now.
I totally agree with you about the Debo thing. Austin, I don't know if you've heard all the scuttlebutt. Everyone calls him fat, talking crazy about him. If you haven't heard me say it before here, I've said it a couple of different times in a bunch of different time slots, Austin. Debo Samuel will lead the Commanders in touchdowns next year.
I agree.
Anybody that's writing Debo off is a crazy person, especially in a contract year, Austin. Come on now.
Have you not seen the new the videos that he's been doing?
He looks jacked.
And the stuff that he's, I mean, he's jacked. He's ready to go. He is putting in the work. I mean, he's on a contract year. He's not going to sit around and play around. He's trying to get that next contract,
and then I
whether
think
it's from us or somebody else. So, I mean, I really don't have any worry about Debo. What I'm more worried about is the Terry contract.
I know.
Want Terry back in D.C.
I know. I think a lot of us are worried about it. I'll say this about Terry McLaurin, Austin, and I'll let you go. I think we as fans assume that this is going to be some easy negotiation that would get done quickly. I think we're seeing in real time it's far from that. I'll make a prediction here because I'll be boots out on the ground first day of camp. I'll be out there every day. I think he holds in. I don't think he holds out. I think he holds in. So we'll see how that changes how he's viewed by the fans. Austin, I appreciate you as always, brother, man. Make it home safe, brother.
Yeah, appreciate you.
1-800-636-1067. So O'Neal Cruz just went yard. He's got 17. So James Wood right now is in fourth, and we've still got four more guys up to bat. So the odds of him getting out of the first round looking slimmer and slimmer as we roll throughout things here. O'Neal Cruz, 18, and he's still got the bonus round as well. Poor James Wood. Dude, did he just – Mark Zuckerman just tweeted this out. Did he really – he just hit this 513 feet? His eighth homer went 513 feet, bro. What's the longest home run that's been hit this year? Damn. 513 feet is crazy, bro. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Sam Bruckhaus, Sumersports.com, is going to join us. That is next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.